Hundreds of former aides to Bush, Romney, and McCain endorse Harris. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 26, 2024. Hundreds of former aides who served under Republican lawmakers endorse Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris, stating that another 4 years of a Trump administration would hurt real, everyday Americans. In a letter that USA Today obtained, a group of more than 200 former aides for former President George W. Bush, Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, and former Senator John McCain, R.Oz, write that they are reuniting and joining with former staffers for former President George H.W. Bush to endorse Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D. We reunite today, joined by new George H.W. Bush alumni, to reinforce our 2020 statements and, for the first time, jointly declare that we're voting for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz this November, the letter states. The letter from the former aides comes years after hundreds of aides to Bush and McCain endorsed President Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Among the people who signed the letter were David Bentley, who served as the legislative staff assistant to McCain, Thomas Bilbao, who served as the deputy director of operations at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, under former President George W. Bush, and Vicki Blanton, who served as the director of scheduling for Romney's presidential campaign in 2012. Of course, we have plenty of honest, ideological disagreements with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz, the aides add in the letter. That's to be expected. The alternative, however, is simply untenable. The aides continue in the letter. At home, another 4 years of Donald Trump's chaotic leadership, this time focused on advancing the dangerous goals of Project 2025, will hurt real, everyday people and weaken our sacred institutions. Abroad, democratic movements will be irreparably jeopardized as Trump and his acolyte J.D. Vance kowtow to dictators like Vladimir Putin while turning their backs on our allies. Among other people who have also issued support for Harris is former Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger. Kinzinger spoke at the Democratic National Convention, DNC, and noted that the Republican Party was no longer conservative.